Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 26, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net as we prepare these messages each weekday. Once again today, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled The Highest Thanks and is based on a very small verse from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15.
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
The other day I stopped by to visit my friend Ken, who packs eggs in a large chicken house. His work for most would have an element of drudgery, but Ken has a contagious attitude of gratitude. He's likely to greet you by rejoicing that his heart is pumping steadily as he draws in a deep breath of thankfulness for the freshly oxygenated air. He tends to elaborate on the often unconsidered gifts from God. This gives him a joyful outlook which spreads to those around him. This week in our encouragement series, we've been focusing on the topic of thanksgiving. May we truly be full of gratitude to our Lord Jesus, knowing that all we are and all we have is a gift from Him.
Many of us will give and receive gifts at Christmas, a custom that for so many, it is the main thing. The origin of giving gifts, at least in the Christian sense, probably goes back to the gifts the Magi presented to the baby Jesus. What is our response to these gifts? Some will likely be returned. They didn't fit, wouldn't work, or they weren't what we liked. Others will soon be forgotten. Others are appreciated but will wear out or break in a relatively short time. And there will be a few that we will cherish for many years, perhaps our entire life. It might even be passed down to our children and be meaningful to them.
I have my pawpaws. My pawpaw was what many of you call your grandpa. I have his old wood cane. Well, it might have been a gift received at one time, but for him it was also a very practical aid in his walking. In fact, I only knew him using a cane. My mom used it some as well, and now it has a sentimental treasure in my possession. Who knows? Someday it may not just serve as a warm memory of my pawpaw, but it may be a functional aid to assist me in walking as well.
But no gift we receive on this earth even remotely compares to the spiritual gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gift we can all receive and share regardless of where we live or how much of this world's possessions we have or we don't have. Jesus Christ is certainly the greatest gift and deserving of our highest thanks.
Paul concludes a section in his second letter to the Corinthian believers by expressing appreciation to them for abounding in good works and for their generosity in supplying the financial gifts needed by the Jerusalem believers. He concludes his expression of thanks with today's marvelous exclamation of thankfulness. We quote it again. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Many years earlier, Paul had been converted and had moved from an attitude of hateful rejection to grateful acceptance of God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Through the years, his gratitude to God grew, and that's the way it should be for all of us.
In this burst of praise, he uses a very interesting Greek word to describe the gift. Linguists use the term
hapax legomenon.
And this describes a word or phrase that appears only once in a manuscript. The Greek word translated indescribable is used only once by Paul in all of his writings. It essentially means, not expanded in full. Other versions use phrases such as beyond telling, inexpressible, and unspeakable. And one words it this way, a gift too wonderful for words.
Indeed, that is the case with God's greatest gift, a gift that is too wonderful for words, but deserving of our highest thanks. Today, and each day, let's join with Paul in thanking God for His truly indescribable gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And let's all pray together. Father, You gave first and foremost as You selflessly gave of Yourself through the person of Jesus Christ. Your gift of grace exceeds human description, for the far-reaching effects in our lives is truly indescribable. It's too wonderful for words, but it brings unspeakable joy and glorious hope that makes our spiritual journey so worthwhile. We receive your indescribable gift that brings forgiveness for our sins and reserves for us a home in heaven for all eternity. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today. We're not sure we'll be preparing a message tomorrow. It is Thanksgiving in the USA. I tend to like to prepare on the holidays because I know some people check their email. We also have many foreign listeners and readers, but we'll see about that. But today's message is certainly a Thanksgiving message. And may God fill all of our hearts with gratitude. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Each weekday we prepare these messages and they're posted on the website as well as archived. If you go to the website on Wednesday, the 26th of November, you'll see what we read today. But it's also there in the previous messages. It's the message dated November 26, 2008. We do have some suggested music up today, some photos. And all week long, I've had a selection of suggested resources regarding making Thanksgiving a spiritually enriching time for your family and for church leaders or pastors. You might be able to use them in your church as well. We prepare all of our materials with the intent that they be freely shared. Well, thanks for joining us. And if we don't have a podcast tomorrow or you don't happen to listen, have a blessed Thanksgiving. Wherever you live, may it be a day of thanks, as every day should be, primarily for the greatest gift of all, for our Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation.